With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I am sitting here with Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And Jason Lipschitz.
What's up, man?
How's it going, guys?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. This is a stacked Friday lineup. There is like, honestly, like too much. Like, we're definitely going to leave some gems on the floor.
Sure will.
There's not enough time, you know, on one podcast. No, really, though, there's so much good stuff out this Friday. It's like,
and it all kind of crept up on me. Like, there was nothing I was looking forward to, but yet here we are, and I have a lot that I'm excited about.
I know. I mean, really, like, I went into this week thinking, like, oh, what am I going to talk about the podcast Friday? Like, I was thinking...
Wakes up Monday morning.
I was going to talk about Paris Hilton's My Best Friend's Ass, which is a really great song. And because I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know what's coming out. What was I talking about? There's like a million incredible things. So sorry, Paris. The song's fun, but we're not getting
a full
shout out. Not fun enough. But I did recently, speaking of Paris, I was I was in the audience of Watch What Happens Live.
And then when they heard that you were there, they brought you on.
And they, really is like a life goal is to be one of the bartenders, like in the background of Watch What Happens Live.
Oh my God.
That would be fantastic. But,
dream big.
I know, right? Yeah. You think it's too big?
Joe's leaving Billboard to be the bartender of Watch What Happens Live.
It would just be like such a, I mean, I don't know where you go from there. Yeah. I really think that's a bigger honor than being a guest on the show, quite frankly.
I disagree with that.
All right, whatever. Well, here's the thing. There's like so many, I mean, how many TV shows out there are there where like someone's a guest and they come on and talk about whatever project? A million. There's only one show where you're just someone pretending to make drinks in the background.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's special.
That's true. One in a million.
All right. Anyways, though, so let's start with
one in a million.
What else? It's Dedication Day, so hashtag Happy Dedication Day, everyone.
It's true.
New Carly Rae Jepsen album.
All the streets
album.
Are talking about.
It's very true. So the album is out. I picked the song I wanted to focus on was "Feels Right" featuring Electric Guest. Electric Guest are the only. Listed collaboration on the album. They're an LA duo. They kind of make the same sort. I mean, I don't want to say the same, but like they're definitely in Carly Rae's world, you know, this kind of like effervescent, like synth pop type situation.
One of them I swear I've heard of before, but I don't know why. Asa.
Yeah, no, that.
Like, that name is so familiar.
Yeah. He's done some. We should have looked this up. Great, great research abilities on his podcast. New guy, I did the same thing. I was like, oh yeah, that name looks familiar. And then someone bugged me about something else, and I forgot to look it up.
Yeah,
and here we are. But anyways, yeah. So "Feels Right" is the song I wanted to talk about. See, what I really like about this album and this song kind of exemplifies is that, you know, it's definitely Carly Rae is in her lane. She's doing like kind of continuing within the like really upbeat. Like emotionally, you know, raw but very kind of sculpted synth pop. But she's like expanding her sound a little bit. Like on this one, she includes this very kind of like jumpy piano part that sounds a lot like "This Will Be an Everlasting Love" from Natalie Cole. She gets even a little like usually her voice is like pretty. When she's singing, like it always sounds, you know, in key and very nice. And, you know, she's never straining for anything. Here she kind of lets herself get a little bit more raw. There's like a half screamy part. I mean, screamy is maybe an exaggeration.
Yes.
She's not like, you know, she's not shredding
Slipknot
here.
Not featuring Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah. But, you know, I think she like dips a little bit into like Cyndi Lauper territory, like adding a little bit of that like gruffness to her voice. And it's cool to hear her branching out. There's another song on the album called Want You in My Room, where she kind of gets a little jangly guitar, like the Bangles in there. And so, you know, it's again, it's these aren't like radical changes, but she's like expanding her sound. This isn't Emotion, you know, 2. This is like its own album where she's very, I would say very slowly, but surely expanding her sound. Really, I think the whole thing, except maybe the last track or so, is fantastic. But what do you guys think about it?
I like it a lot. I think it's a little bit more Emotion Part 2 than you think it is. I'm not complaining about that, but it's certainly like 80s inspired.
For sure.
Synth pop. Yeah. Much more so. Let me put it this way. I think it's much closer to Emotion than Emotion was to Kiss from 2012.
I would agree with that. Yes.
But yeah, I think it's a really likable album. Like, she's just an expert at this. Like, she just knows how to craft really good 80s inspired synth pop. And I like the electric guest song. I really like Julian, the first song.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah.
You know, I'm excited to dig
in. Do you think it's about a person named Julian or about just cutting things up really thinly?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. I think it's probably about both.
Yeah, probably.
You know?
Yeah.
Cutting up, you know, Julian Casablancas really thin.
No.
Julian Baker really thinly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or like making a salad, like a salad with Julian Casablancas.
Oh,
so it's a little less macabre.
That I like.
Yeah.
I'd make a salad with
that. I would do that, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Carly remains Carly. It's great to have her back. I want to see this album on the road. I think that
she's great live.
Yeah, a lot of these songs would translate really well live. It's funny because I kind of thought Emotion was overrated a little bit until I saw it live, and I'm like, okay, these songs really go live.
It's a classic.
I still think it's a little overrated.
I'm starting to wonder, are you even a Jep friend?
I'm a Jep acquaintance, I would say.
All right.
But
yeah.
No, I mean, like, I think people talk about that album like it is like the second coming of pop music. And
kind
I think it's
is.
A very, very good, I think it was in like my top 10 albums of that year.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. I mean, I think this is very, very good.
Lindsay, what do you think?
I'm like one level below a Jep acquaintance. I don't even know
Jep
what that
stranger,
would be.
Basically.
But one step above that.
Oh.
Caught in the middle, you might say. I don't know. I sort of missed a lot of the Carly wave.
I mean, it's not your type of music, really.
Yeah. And I haven't seen her live, so I'm missing that part in my life.
No.
But all that being said, this song is good. I haven't listened to the album yet. I don't have anything to compare it to.
I mean, will you listen to the album, though?
I will, just because I feel like I have to.
Right.
In order to speak with anyone in this office.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
Yeah, so I should do that today.
In order to make the next week of your life not insufferable, you need to at least listen to it once. Yeah.
That's how I see it.
I would also say before we stop talking about Carly Rae Jepsen, justice for Kiss, her 2012 album.
It's a really fantastic album.
Yeah.
Tiny Little Bows.
Tiny Little Bows.
It's such a good song.
Is
it
a Kiss covers album?
Yes, no. She does Rock and Roll All Night.
That
12
I will,
different
I will
times.
Revisit.
I mean, actually, Call Me Maybe is a Kiss cover.
Yeah.
That was their song.
Wow. Also, very final thought, because this song with Electric Guest remind me of Good Time with
Owl City.
Owl City, which is a song I enjoy.
That song,
I would say it's
such a nice song.
It is such a nice song.
Like, okay.
It's
having
like
a
just
good
such
time.
An innocuous sound that, like, it's perfect that he transitioned into writing Oreo jingles.
Yeah.
Like, that's absolutely Owl City's lane.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, that was a fun song and a real cute video, you know?
Real cute. I haven't seen it.
Anyways.
Lindsay's done with this.
Right? Yeah.
Let's play the song.
All right, let us play the song, though. Carly Rae Jepsen from the Dedication album. A song is called Feels Right, featuring Electric Guest. I can't help it, cause it feels right when it feels right. Cause it feels like I've been. All right, that was new CRJ. Let's move on to Halsey. So yes. New song Nightmare. Lindsay, this one's yours.
I love this song. This
tell
is
us how you really feel.
Yeah. This is like an ideal pop punk banger, and I never use the word banger.
Wow. Big day.
I wouldn't put it into your rotation.
Yeah, honestly. I tried it once. It felt weird. No, I mean, this song is amazing. It's what I wanted the song to be, judging off the teasers that she was releasing for the music video. It just really met my expectations. I saw her twice last week because once wasn't enough. And right at the end of the second of two shows, she teased this song. Mm-hmm. So immediately people were excited about it. And
I just remembered something. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
I just remembered watching the Sixers game while you were watching Halsey, and I totally forgot that I tweeted at you, "How is your Fountain Kingdom, Lindsay?" And you're just like, hopeless.
This
sorry,
did happen.
I really totally forgot I did that.
It's
I'm sorry
okay.
I did that.
Oh, I loved it. I think it was great. Also, I should mention, shout out Stephen Horwitz. I texted him throughout both shows because he loves her so much.
Oh, yeah. He's a big Halsey fan.
No, by that I mean he. No, okay. Yeah. He's not a fan.
He's already tweeted at me today, being like, Halsey, like the old man.
He'll
that he
come
is.
Around one day. She's so good. But anyway, this song, you know, whether or not this was intentional, releasing it today is kind of perfectly timed and captures a lot of the anger that I think women are feeling right now, online and offline. And some of the lyrics that I just wanted to call out, because I also think that this is one of the songs that we see, like, some of the strongest writing from Halsey on. Mm-hmm.
Totally agree.
Like, nothing to smile about, but I'll show you my teeth. I loved that. Kindness is weakness, or worse, you're complacent. And then, I'm tired and angry, but somebody should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, a lot of these kind of, when you read them on paper, read, like, a lot of the speeches that she's given at rallies. And I don't know, I think she's just tapping into something here that's really important. And also, the music is just great and supports what she's saying. And then I want to call out the music video too, which was directed by Hannah Lux Davis of Ariana Grande fame.
Mm-hmm.
She's been directing music videos for a long time, but I think right now she's really sort of blown up.
She's like the go-to.
Yeah, and it shows, because this is also, I think, one of my favorite music videos from Halsey.
I still haven't watched the video.
It's so good.
But I like the vision. I mean, yeah, like the cover single art is very like, you know, like 90s industrial inspired. And I mean, the music doesn't like totally match that. It's definitely more in the like kind of alt rock, like pop punk vein. But it's like, it's good. I mean, like I would say it's just sort of, it's bold in a lot of ways, you know, not just because, you know, the lyrics are so, you know, great. Like what you were saying, you know, like, come on, little lady, give us a smile. I've got nothing to smile for. I mean, like super relevant and super timely. But it's also pretty, you know, like the stuff that she's done that's worked on radio hasn't been this sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so to like put this like, you know, this pretty, it seems like she's giving this a major push, you know, kind of leaning back to her more alternative roots, which is where she came out of, is pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I agree.
I don't know if I'm like as into it as you, but I definitely like this a lot.
Yeah, cool. I love this song. Mm-hmm. I think that I continue to be surprised by Halsey, who is an artist that I didn't love when she first came out with Badlands.
And, same.
I thought she was a really compelling performer, but I just didn't connect with her music. And now she's been on this run where she's making music that honestly feels kind of important. Like it feels timely. And when you think of like Bad at Love as important piece of representation in terms of bisexuality and in terms of giving a voice on pop radio that hasn't really existed ostensibly for that much at all. And now to have this kind of super like this super pissed off like piece of feminist pop, I think is really cool. Like I think it's yeah. it's really she's not resting on her laurels. And what's interesting is I wrote about her last single Without Me, which was a little bit more traditional. It's kind of a breakup song. But it also like what she does with that song, what she does with that sound, and her lyrics are also kind of a little bit next level in a really impressive way. So I just appreciate the fact that she's pushing herself, and it's and all of these kind of chances that she's taking are really paying off. So yeah, I love yeah. it.
Yeah, it's cool. It's good stuff. All right, let's listen to it. It's Halsey Nightmare, and here it is.
I've tasted blood and it is sweet. I've had the rug pulled beneath my feet. I've trusted lies and trusted men. Broke down and put myself back together again. Stared in a mirror and punched it to shatters. Collected the pieces and picked out a dagger. I've pinched my skin in between my two fingers and wished I could cut.
All right, that is new Halsey. Jason, let's do one of your picks.
Hey.
So let's do DJ Khaled featuring Nipsey Hussle and John Legend, Higher, from Khaled's new album, Father of Assad. So in case you missed it, DJ Khaled has a son.
Oh, yeah.
He's named Assad. Yeah.
First of all, Father of Assad, which is what he yells at the belt, like he bellows it at the end of No Brainer, his single from last year that is included on this album. I enjoy that as an ad lib.
Hashtag just, Flashback Friday.
Just yelling yeah. Father of Assad is very funny to me.
Does your dad ever do that? It's like, Father of Jason!
Yeah, I would say so. Definitely.
That's how I was raised.
Yeah. So DJ Khaled has not only a new album, but a new song, which has one of the final appearances of Nipsey Hussle. And here's the thing. I appreciate this song not only as, you know, because Nipsey Hussle and because his important voice within hip hop. And it's great to, you know, hear new music from Nipsey Hussle. But I can we just all collectively, I'm shaking the table. That's how emphatic I am. Can we all just collectively take a step back and appreciate the fact that DJ Khaled doesn't like insert himself too much on this song?
Yeah.
Which is what I wasn't even expecting. I was like, I'm sure that this song will have like a Nipsey Hussle verse and then DJ Khaled yelling about how much he loves Nipsey Hussle and misses him and he's important. And it's literally just like DJ Khaled like intros the track and then gets out of the way and lets Nipsey Hussle and John Legend do their thing. I'm shocked. I'm pleasantly shocked. I can't believe that happened. So yeah, just in that, like just giving, like letting Nipsey's verses kind of breathe and like giving him the stage for this part of this album is not only powerful, but it's just it's really effective. Like,
Great. I mean, it makes it more poignant. I mean, it's like show don't tell, you know, it's like if you just like let something speak for itself instead of being like, oh, my God, check out this really emotional, sad thing.
I just figured it was going to be like the I'll be missing you.
Right.
For DJ Khaled, where he just,
a little overwrought. Like, well-meaning, well-intentioned, but it just kind of comes across a little,
Yeah, not to say that I expected him to, like, exploit Nipsey Hussle's music, but at the same time, just, like, seeing how he interacts with his music, I absolutely figured he would just be yelling over all parts of this song. I'm very happy that Nipsey's on center stage here.
Yeah, I mean, and the song itself is actually really good. I mean, you know, it kind of is that, like, you know, like vaguely religious, you know, like gospel choir singing in the background, you know, John Legend, Jesus himself from Jesus Christ Superstar Live last year. you know, it just sounds like glorious as always, just like has such a peerless voice.
Best.
He's just doing what is, you know, is like absolutely incomparable voice.
Yeah.
And yeah, the whole thing is, and also, you know, I think it's about 3 minutes, like, it doesn't, like, none of it's overdone or overwrought. It just kind of, you know, makes its point and then leaves, and it's kind of great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, I think this sentiment, you know, just really perfectly aligned here, like the title being higher and like you said, like this gospel feel to it. It's just like a very well packaged song.
Yeah.
And like you said, too, unexpectedly so.
Yeah, unexpectedly subtle. Like mm-hmm. when I never would have expected that. So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hats off. Literally, please get that off your head. All right, let's listen to it. TJ Khaled featuring Nipsey Hussle and John Legend. Song is called Higher. I know they'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going higher, higher. My granny 88, she had my uncle in there. A miscarriage back to back every year for like 10. Pregnant with my mom's doctor told her it was slim. Was bare road for 9 months, but gave birth in the end. All right, that was new DJ Khaled featuring one of the last verses Nipsey Hussle recorded before he died, and then John Legend. Next up is one of my picks. So we have another, in addition to Carly's dedication, which is, I think, just quite a triumph of an album. There's another really astonishing full length out this Friday. Tyler, the Creator's Igor, or Igor. I don't know which way we're going to go. I would go
Iger.
What?
You know?
So, yes, the new Tyler, the Creator album. I mean, this is, you know, it's, God, I don't even know where to start. Well, let me start with the one song I wanted to talk about, which is called I Think. I love this song. I mean, the whole album is great, but it's just, there's just a lot of, like, what I really like about this album is that it's kind of, in a lot of ways, drawing back to where he came from on those early Odd Future mixtapes. But also, like, you know, very much like the kind of like weird sonic stew that he's been really pushing forward with each release. You know, he kind of started out when he did solo stuff, really more bare bones rap. And, you know, now he's just as the albums progress, he keeps like expanding his palette, you know, but and this is continuing that while at the same time bringing a lot of the more like just kind of blunt things back from his earlier days, like the words fuck and skate repeat very kind of subtly in the background of this song, which is, you know, like a very like early Odd Future touch. But unlike early Odd Future, it like doesn't overwhelm you with the kind of like cartoonishness of it. But the song itself is very, you know, and he's talked, you know, a million times about how much he loves that first NERD album, which is one of my favorites, In Search Of. And this has a lot of that to me. It's that kind of like, you know, more modern mining of like the 70s soul, and you know, but the kind of like the weirder versions of like 70s soul, like Stevie Wonder's like more psychedelic leaning soul, you know, diversions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has some squiggly Prince-esque synths in the background. He has a little Call Me By Your Name reference in there. And his lyrics are getting, you know, I mean, they were always good, but like there's some great, you know, relatable one-liners in here. It opens with, I don't know where I'm going, but I know what I'm showing, which is just kind of one of those like classic, like aimless but confident youth artist statements.
Youth artist.
Oh. Yeah.
YA.
And I just also love visually what he's like doing with like the album cover is like a throwback to Grace Jones. But then, you know, like the photo of him on Spotify is him wearing this ridiculous Carol Channing wig. Like, it's just like such a great continue, like him getting weirder, you know, while at the same time, like staying very true to his roots. He's just like a super compelling artist that mm-hmm. there's really like no one else out there like serving up what he's serving.
Yeah.
So now that I've blabbed about
I loved it.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I love this too. I love the, you know, like the staticky production sound. And I want to mention it samples Bibi Maskell's Special Lady. I looked that up because I was curious who else was on it. Because there's another voice.
Yes. Oh, I was wondering what that was.
I looked up the credits and it like largely samples this song.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'll have to
Which,
check that
just,
out.
You know, an FYI.
That's good. That's good
knowledge.
To know,
yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I like the song so far. I think my favorite one is What's Good, but I have to revisit the album.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. Look, I was not, I don't know. I guess this may be before your time, Joe, but I would like.
But not mine.
Yeah. This is definitely before your time, Lindsay. But when Tyler was starting to do his thing, like, I really didn't like him. He, you know, like the casual homophobia, like the kind of like torture porn lyricism.
Yeah.
Like, it just like, it just was not for me at all. And what he's progressed to is kind of surprising.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
Surprising, I should say.
Yeah.
And
even so, Yonkers, though, classic.
Yeah, I just, it just wasn't for me.
I remember that.
No, I said before your time, not in, as you guys
as,
being
like,
alive,
life.
Being at Billboard, the company, while I was, because I was like.
That was, yes, that was before my Billboard
I remember,
time.
Like, Goblin came out and people were like, on staff were like, this is cool. And I was like, this is terrible. Like, I have no interest in this.
I can see having no interest, but the quality, I think, was good. But I also think he's gotten more interesting. Like,
yeah.
It was definitely a lot
Absolutely.
Of the same.
Yeah, it's interesting. It took me a while to kind of come around to even, like, accepting that I might like a Tyler, the Creator album. But his last few albums, I loved. I think Cherry Bomb was, like, really underrated.
I feel like we even talked about it on this podcast.
I think we might
back
have,
when.
My friend.
Yeah.
His last album was great. I think, I listened to this album this morning and I was really, you know, again, just keep getting pleasantly surprised by how much, like, how curious he's become in terms of using his voice. Because he could have just done the same thing over and over again and people, his Odd Future acolytes and all of his fans would love it. But I think that he's really pushed himself in compelling ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
All right. Should we listen to it? Should we give it a spin?
Yeah.
Oh, give it a spin.
All right. Tyler, the Creator, song is called I Think, from new album Igor.
What the fuck is your motive? Man, I wish you would call me by your name because I'm sorry. This is not apology. You are such a distraction. That's what Tion are. Fucking up my ambiance. Pause. You drive me cuckoo and I call because I want you like Leon. Fuck that. Okay, say it, get it.
Fuck that.
Okay, wait a minute. I drip that shit, I am on. Walk curiosity, keep the feline.
All right. I'm trying to think what we should do. What do we want to go for next?
Let's do everyone's favorite band. Torch?
Torch, yeah. Let's
All right,
talk about
boom.
Torch.
Let's talk about Jason's
thing. Let's talk about New... Torch, baby. Okay, so...
Let's slide right into talking about
it. So Torch is a band from Florida. They're obviously like a pretty heavy... Not, it's funny because I was like looking up this song beforehand, Torch, to give you an idea, they're on a playlist called Doom and Sludge.
It's my favorite playlist.
I was like, cool. but Torch is this obviously like heavy band, from Florida, I believe from like the Gainesville area. And I found their last album, Restarter, from 2015, and it became one of my favorite albums from that year. I loved it. It's like a very, it's very, very heavy rock, and very kind of like pummeling, but it also like has these melodies that kind of come out, and I really like the guy's voice. So now they're back with a new single called
They're Back.
They're Back!
Guess who's back in the house.
Man, I can't wait to get roasted by you guys for this, but whatever. Slide is the new song from Torch. It's kind of like a good idea of what their last album was. They have a new album coming out, I believe, this summer. I really like these guys. Like, I'm obviously not like a huge hard rock guy, but there's something about the way that they kind of, like I said, like juxtapose this kind of pummel with these actually like really interesting choruses. You know, like there's like a song, I think it's called First Men on their last album. It's like basically like a 2.5 minute pop song that just like punches you in the face. And it's great. So anyway, Doom and Sludge, notwithstanding, I
just
happily...
love that it's a metal band from Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah.
Like I'm sold.
Yeah. So, what do you guys... you know what? And honestly, let me just also say, try to switch it up on Must Hear Music.
Totally.
Yeah, no, we're going to be talking about Carly Rae Jepsen. No, we're going to be talking about DJ Khaled. We're going to be talking about Halsey.
Uh-huh.
Great
uh-huh.
job to all of them. But
yeah.
a huge,
what
wide
about
world.
Torch?
What about Torch?
Yeah.
We have people outside our office right now with pitchforks
torching
and torches.
Torching the place.
What about Torch? What about Torch?
That's why you were late.
That's catchy.
No, I do like this song. I actually like hard rock quite a bit. Never heard about Torch. And going off of like the pop aspect of them, I don't know, the album art, like you would not look at that and think that they are a hard rock band at all.
I actually want to see the album art while you keep going.
Yeah, so I find them interesting. I appreciate it. It was like what, a 2-minute song?
And interesting.
It's
like
silence.
A pretty classic, like, give it all you got, and then, you know, the song ends.
I mean, yeah, actually, I'm really glad you selected this. I was not familiar, and I really liked it. It was good. I kind of like sludgy rock sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my go-to, but there are certain bands in that realm I like the Melvins from the 80s, who mm-hmm. I kind of dig. And I especially like this. I mean, basically what you're saying is that it does have that kind of like grinding sludge to it, but vocally it has this like top melody line, which is kind of like a bit of a soaring quality, and it kind of like keeps everything from being a bit of a downer.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a nice counterpoint, but it works really well together. I actually really liked it. Yeah.
Wow.
No, this was like, I was
heavy,
like, oh, maybe I should check out more from Torch.
I will, go back,
E.
The song I was referencing before is Loose Men, not First Men.
I'm much more interested in that.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. First thing, I don't care. Loose Men, sign me up. Anyways.
First Men,
wow.
I thought it was about like
yeah.
settlers and
no,
historical
no.
take.
Ryan Gosling going to space or something like that. Yeah.
I have nothing else to say after that.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to Slide from Torch. For those Googling it out there, it's Torch with an E at the end.
Yeah.
And yeah, here it is.
We're moving to a place to hide.
All right, that was Torch. Thank you, Jason, for mixing it up.
Yeah.
And next and last, we have Lindsay, your
yes.
pick, Nikki,
mm-hmm.
N-I-K-I, songs Move with an exclamation point.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Nikki. She is a 20-year-old Indonesian R&B artist. She's the only woman signed to 88 Rising.
Did we have something with her in the magazine?
We had
there was
we covered
about
the 88
Rising
Head yeah. in the Clouds Festival,
right,
which she performed
it.
At. I'm just really interested by her and her career. So she released an EP in 2018. A new EP came out today called Wanna Take This Downtown.
Oh, really?
So uptown then.
Oh, all right, done. Yeah.
Great. Interesting pick, but. So the song I wanted to talk about was called Move! Exclamation point. From, you know, what I've heard from her music so far, this is definitely one of the more interesting songs, and she does a lot more that leans a little pop on this, which I think is a smart move for her.
Smart move for her.
Wow.
Slow day for Lindsay.
Very slow day. But yeah, you know, I think like it's super colorful. It has this explosive chorus. Her voice does this like rough growl on some of the notes, which I absolutely love, and I haven't really heard from her before. This song excited me, and I wanted to share.
You seem very excited.
Yeah.
Barely contained. yeah, I like that. I mean, it reminds me a lot of Kim Petras, who's kind of one of those, just kind of like perfect purveyors of the synth-heavy, like super energetic
yep.
pop right now. Has that little whoop in the background from Niall Horan's Slow Hands.
And Katy Perry, don't forget.
And Katy Perry, yeah. Oh, yeah, was it Katy who invented the whoop?
Yeah, it was.
On right. Bon Appetit?
Yeah.
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 Historian will point to
Katie Katz, yeah, would be sure to point that out. Yeah, I like it. I mean, I don't know. I don't have tons of strong feelings.
Oh, wow, I thought you would like
feelings.
It more.
You weren't moved by it.
I would say I like it, but it reminded me of like Kim Petras, but maybe I think she's doing it a little better. But sure. I mean, whatever. Like, this is the first thing. I liked it enough where I would like listen to more from her.
Mm-hmm.
So
right. I'm kind of right there with you, Joe. Wow. I enjoyed it. I wasn't blown away, but I'm intrigued. And
fair enough.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. But shout out to really the most important Nicki of this week, Nicki Minaj, whose Roman Holiday is soundtracking all of the best memes of our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That Game of Thrones one that someone dropped in Slack.
Yeah. Is
incredible.
There's one of Britney dancing to it's so good.
Lindsay's just evaporating right now.
All right, anyways, Nicki, all right, let's do it. Nicki, move, here it is.
My crimes have been committed, already got me so addicted, say I'm bluffing. There's something in the way you make me.
All right, that's all we got. That was a pretty stuffed week.
Wow, yeah.
And I don't know. I guess next week we'll have one, or maybe we won't because it's the one before Memorial Day and everyone will be out. I don't know.
I didn't even think we're here on Friday.
I am here. Yeah. I don't know if you get to just knock off whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, cheers. Well, can all be Lindsay, I guess.
Right, yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, that's all I got. There's a lot of good music out. We didn't even talk, like, the National album's really good.
They're very diminishing returns for me, so I'm not listening to them much in these days.
Think about Frank DiGiacomo's hoodie.
That he wears so often.
Yeah. Our executive director loves his Sleepwell Beast hoodie. I've got to ask him about this album today.
I know, and of course the Bieber Ed Sheeran song is fantastic.
I don't care for it.
You really don't? It's like a perfect pop song.
No, I want to make that joke. Yeah, I think fair. It's fine.
I was not expecting to like it, and it's so good.
I wouldn't go with so good.
I would. So we'll take this outside.
Tiebreaker, Jason?
Sure.
Okay. New Maluma album. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff.
Good. Yeah.
And a Madonna song with Quavo.
Of course.
Which is good.
It's her best since Rebel Heart.
Wow.
I don't know if I go that far, but it's pretty good. That's all we got. Thank you for listening, as always. Thank you to Jen, our producer, her last day here.
And, Jen!
Pour one out.
Yeah!
And we'll catch you next time.
See Bye. Ya.
Bye, guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.